Hey guys, I'm very excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate, and today we are going to be talking about cancer with St. Jude's, and we're going to help find a cure. And also, we're going to talk about how you can help to find the cure. This is going to be an awesome episode, so stay tuned. Hello?
Hi, this is Beth Stewart. How are you?
I'm good. So, Beth, could you introduce yourself?
I would love to introduce myself. My name is Beth Stewart. I am one of the doctors here at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
And could you tell us what St. Jude's is?
Yeah, so St. Jude is a cancer research hospital for children. So we treat a lot of different cancers here, both cancers of the blood and cancers of the brain and cancers of all different parts of the body. And one thing that's cool about St. Jude is that we also treat other diseases too. And so there are some blood diseases like sickle cell disease or hemophilia. And so we have a lot of different patients that come here to St. Jude to get treated. And St. Jude is a place where you can come and get medicine and treatment and care from doctors and have research done, and you don't have to pay. So there's no money that you have to pay to come here to St. Jude.
So how do you treat the cancer?
Well, cancer is treated in a lot of different ways, and it really depends on what type of cancer it is, because we want to make kind of a perfect treatment or a customized treatment, meaning that each patient that has a certain type of cancer is going to get a type of treatment that's directed towards them. And this type of treatment can involve, for certain cancers, getting some medicines called chemotherapy that help to treat the cancer cells. Sometimes we have to do surgery where we go in and actually do an operation and take that cancer out. And then sometimes we do something called radiation, where we use radiation beams that also are directed towards those cancer cells. And so it just kind of depends on what type of cancer it is that will help us give the best treatment.
So I know that we're supposed to be talking about cancer, but when I heard about the sickle cell disease and the hemophilia, I was wondering how you would treat the sickle cell disease.
That's a really good question. So with sickle cell disease, we actually have some new medicines as well that can help us treat sickle cell disease. And the trouble with sickle cell is that the red blood cells in your body, which the red blood cells are responsible for carrying oxygen all around to all of your different parts of your body, those red blood cells are really important because the rest of your body needs oxygen. So when we're breathing in and out each time we take a breath, oxygen is coming in, and those red blood cells are trying to soak up that oxygen and carry them around. Well, with sickle cell disease, those red blood cells don't work very well, and they're not able to carry oxygen quite as well, and they actually have kind of a weird shape, and that's why they call it sickle cell. Normal red blood cells are kind of this nice, round, kind of disc-looking cell, but sickle cells actually are kind of these long, skinny cells that don't carry oxygen quite as well as the nice, round disc cells. So with sickle cell disease, there's a couple different things that we can do to help those patients, and there's some medicines that we can give them that will help so that it will tell their body to make more of these kind of rounded cells that carry oxygen better. We also have other things that we give them. Patients with sickle cell are a little bit at risk of getting different infections and things, and so we give them medicines to help prevent them from getting infections. And some patients, even if they really need it and if they're having trouble, then we'll give them a bone marrow transplant. We'll actually give them a way to produce brand new cells that are nice round disc cells that will carry oxygen better. And so we'll follow these patients for a long period of time to make sure that they're doing okay.
So what is the best cure for the cancer that you try to treat?
That's a really good question. So I mentioned that a lot of these cancers are different. One cancer that I can tell you about, which is the most common kind of cancer, is called leukemia.
Right, that's what I was going to guess.
Have you heard of leukemia before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so leukemia is a type of cancer of the blood. And I mentioned that when I was talking before about the red blood cells, those are really important for carrying oxygen to your body. Leukemia is actually a cancer of the white blood cells. And so your white blood cells are really important because those are the blood cells that help us fight infection. And when those white blood cells are kind of changed and become cancer cells, they don't work very well.
Right, because they just basically let diseases come in, and then they could even allow other types of cancer to come in because the immune system gets weakened, and then we can't produce many more white blood cells, and it all turns downhill from there.
You are exactly right. That immune system is very, very important. And you're exactly right. It all goes downhill. Once those cancer cells start making more cancer cells and more cancer cells, and the immune system gets very weak, then it doesn't work. And we need to give medicines to try to make it so that those cancer cells go away and so that the immune system can come back and start fighting against infections again and fighting against other diseases that your body can get. Now, I will say the treatment's kind of long. Most treatment for leukemia, for the most common type of leukemia, takes about 2 years or sometimes a little bit longer. And so we'll give different medicines to help kill those cancer cells. And we give them for a long time because we really want to make sure that those cancer cells don't come back. And we'll give kids different medicines that we had done research on in the laboratory to try to come up with kind of the best treatments for them. And as new medicines come along, we'll test those new medicines in the lab to see if they could be better or not better and try to come up with the best treatments for every patient. And because of the research, we now have a really good treatment for leukemia. Some of the things that we're working on now is when we're doing research is trying to find medicines that could work that might even work better so that patients don't have to get treatment for 2 years or other medicines that maybe would work that don't cause as many side effects. So some of the medicines we give, they're really good at killing the cancer cells, but sometimes they also affect some of those normal cells. And so we're trying to come up with other medicines that we're going to work together that won't hurt as many of those normal cells or won't make our patients feel as sick when they're getting those medicines.
So how can kids like me help?
Kids like you can help in a lot of ways. I think, first of all, you are already doing a really good job of helping by just getting the word out and letting people know that there are kids that have cancer and that there are places where they can go and get some treatment. And the problem with treatment is that it's really expensive sometimes. And so we're always trying to raise money for childhood cancer across the country to try to come up with ways to help support kids that are going through treatment, but also ways to do research. And there are awesome things that I've seen a lot of kids have done, even just doing like a lemonade stand to raise a little bit of money. We've had some kids that have been able to give back that money to people doing research or help another friend or a patient that's going through therapy, maybe help them to travel to where they need to go, or if they've had to miss school to kind of help them. So I think all those things help. And I think it's also really great that you're talking about cancer. Some people get a little bit afraid to talk about it. And the kids didn't do anything wrong to get cancer. It wasn't like they got in trouble or they did something that caused them to get cancer. It just happened. And sometimes bad things happen. We don't understand exactly why. But I think sometimes people are a little bit afraid of cancer. And so it's good for us to talk about it so we can be less afraid. And that way we can be friends with other kids that have cancer to try to help support them while they're going through treatment.
Me and my mom together are going to be donating $131 to St. Jude's.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. That is really amazing. and that makes me very happy. I think that money will go towards helping kids that have to go through treatment. And you know what? That money will go towards helping to do new research. And that is a really big deal. And so for you to be able to donate to St. Jude, that's really amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much for doing that.
So how can people donate to St. Jude's?
There are lots of ways to donate to St. Jude. I think one way that's very easy is you can just go to the St. Jude website, and it's www.stjude.org. And there's a little button on there that says ways to donate. And if people want to take a look on there, they can see different patients and kind of what their stories are, how it was like for them going through treatment and what their experience was like here at St. Jude. One thing about St. Jude is that all the research and all the discoveries that we make in the lab, we do our best to share that with everybody across the world. And so if you're donating to a place that's working on sharing, I think it has a really big impact of trying to help not just children here at St. Jude, but really children everywhere. We have a lot of different doctors that go to other places across the world that maybe don't have the same hospitals and the same medicines that we have here in the United States. And they're trying to make sure that those kids can also get treatment and can get the right medicines that they need. So by donating to St. Jude, we're doing our best to try to get help for kids everywhere.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. This was really a lot of fun. I think you are amazing, and I'm so thankful that you had it in your heart to make sure that we can do our best to help these kids.
There you have it, folks. The show about science is complete. Dad, you can shut the recording off.